Good morning. Just a quick review on the Kisaku. First of all, not every tradition uses the Kisaku. Rinzai tradition does. And Reverend Ito wanted it to be kind of an extension from him to the student in this particular moment. And so I think when the hit is, it's like we might say, oh, I like it or I don't like it, or it's hard or it's soft or whatever, but it's more about just being aware of what's happening right now. Because we tend to make sense of everything and we think about the past and the future or our opinions, but it's like, what's happening right now? The form, this is how I remember it. If the stick is coming this way, my hand goes towards the direction the stick is gonna travel. Not that it's, so it's like the stick, my hand just goes that way, and then your other hand goes under your arm, and then vice versa. That's how I remember it, because otherwise I can't remember, how am I supposed to do this? So. All right, so we're going to be talking a little bit about number three of the ox herding pictures. So the first one is of the boy, of the person just kind of wandering through life, not really particularly aware of anything, but beginning to realize that maybe there's something more. And for each person, I think that more can be different. It can be the more of more learning, more studies, more challenges in work, hobbies, sports, that sort of thing. But we all have, well, I don't know that we all have, but I think that maybe all of us, I hope that all of us want something more, are not totally satisfied with what is happening right now. So in the second picture, then he's beginning to see, oh, well, maybe there is something out there, you know, that maybe something more that exists, and he's becoming more aware of it. The third picture is he begins to see that there is something. So in this picture, it's the rear end of the ox kind of hidden in the bush. And the idea with this one, seems to be that we begin to make sense of maybe likes or dislikes, good or bad, something that we want, something that we don't want, something that feels comfortable, something that doesn't feel so comfortable, something that maybe doesn't feel comfortable and yet we're kind of drawn to. And I think of people who do running, I will often hear them say, well, not often, but sometimes I'll hear them say, you know, I hate it and I can't give it up. You know, it's like it just keeps them going. And so it's a kind of that duality of both knowing something and wanting it, and at the same time having maybe a physical or a human rejection of it. So the boy is beginning to see that in himself, now the ox represents the self, in himself there are things that he or she sees that maybe he's unhappy with, like, oh, you know, like when that person did that thing, I didn't like that, you know. And then maybe he can begin to see, oh, I didn't like the fact, the way I reacted to what I didn't like. You know, just somebody cuts you off, you know, walks in front of you, you might have this instant reaction. That's hard to hold back or contain. But how you deal with it, how you respond to it, and then, again, the emphasis is on how you feel about how you respond to it. You know, so like, oh, you know, I blasted that person back, or you know, I said something bad, or and I don't like that about myself. Or what would be another simple example? I can't think of a good example, but anyway, do you think of a good example?
Pushed.
Being pushed.
Yeah.
What are the options? What could happen if you're pushed?
You can fall.
You could what?
You can fall.
Uh huh. Okay. Anything else? No. That's what you would do. Okay. What would anybody else do if they were pushed?
Well, your reaction would be to push back.
And then your reaction to that would be
feeling bad about
you. Feeling bad. And then, you know, then we can take it another step to, okay, are we going to feel bad about feeling bad? You know, or can we say, oh, I saw that. I don't like that I push back, or that I wanted to push back. So how can I do it different? And so, you know, we can use any of those points to get stuck on and say, oh, you know, we're bad. And I think, at least for me, that's a very easy place to go to. I didn't do it right. That's wrong. Yeah, I shouldn't have. That sort of thing. And rather than being able to see it that, okay, this is a lesson. Okay, what can I learn from this? What can I take away from this? And maybe it's, I did it really right. That felt very good. It doesn't have to be negative. So the boy begins to see that there are things, it doesn't have the whole picture of the self, but in some ways he kind of has a negative picture of himself and the things that he doesn't like about himself. But he begins to use those as a way to begin to see how he can improve, how he can do better, how things can be happier for him. In the whole thing, oftentimes there's this intangible sense, you know, that maybe we have a very clear idea that we didn't handle something well. As I think as we sit Zazen more and more, we begin to pick up earlier, you know, so that we're not going to the depths of feeling awful or guilty or mad or whatever, but we begin to see, oh, you know, something's happening here. I'm beginning to get a little tense, you know, and so then we begin aware of, oh, I'm a little tense. So, okay, maybe I can do something to change that. Take a breath, walk away, do, you know, give myself a little pat on the cheek, whatever. But there are things that we can do to change that, and that is one of the values I think of Zazen, is that we begin to see and notice things earlier. Not only things outside of ourselves, like if any of you are coming down Highway 9, look at some of the trees that are in there. Some of the trees are bright red. Some of them are still green and turning red, but some of them have, I mean, it's beautiful. And so, Stephen was talking about the sunrise this morning. So we begin to notice little things that really add to the beauty and to the goodness of the world. And certainly right now we need to have lots of other good things to pay attention to. So again, with the idea that the Zazen helps us to just observe, be non-judgmental. This is who I am. This is that feeling again. I don't like it, but there it is again. Oh, there. Hi there. You're back again. So the poem that goes with this, and he speaks kind of both to the external nature and the internal self. It says, I hear the song of the nightingale. So I hear, I, song. The sun is warm, the wind is mild. Willows are green along the shore. Here, no ox can hide. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? So the majestic horns are not seen in this picture. You see, it's the rear end of the ox. So again, we hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is mild. Willows are green along the shore. Here, no ox can hide. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? So, hope you get more glimpses this week of whatever you need to see.